Okay, we're going to Ecclesiastes number 3. Ecclesiastes 3. And we're going to be looking at the handiwork of the Father. Because what he does and what we do with it is really up to free will. So if you'll repeat, say, Father, I want my eyes to see, and my spirit to hear, and to obey. I want my heart to perceive what my Father's got in his mind for me. Hallelujah. Okay. Most of you know that the currency of heaven is faith. Without faith, you cannot please God. And the plan of God is to take us from glory to glory. It's not about what he did yesterday, duplicating it tomorrow, and getting us onto another path where our ancestors went. Because we're not designed to go where they were. We're supposed to go forward. So, in Ecclesiastes number 3, or chapter 3, verse 11, he said, he, meaning God, has made everything beautiful in its time. The next part you better have underlined. He also has planted eternity in men's hearts. He has planted eternity in men's hearts. That's the Amplified. And in their minds. In parentheses, it says, a divinely implanted sense of a purpose working through the ages, which nothing under the sun but only God can satisfy. Yet, so that man cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. I want to point out the reality that he planted eternity inside of me and you. And it's not an accident. And there it's already in my heart. It's not something that is going to, let's say, awaken in me until I realize that it's there. And I can tell you that 40 years ago when we started that Children of Light prayer group, if you would have said to me where I am today was possible, I would have told you you're out of your tree. Okay? I would have told you. There's no way. First of all, I had no desire. But the desires come to life in due season. You don't pick apples in May. Not if you're living in New England. Okay, if you live in South America, you might. But you happen to be planted here. And notice it says, in his time, he makes all things beautiful. It's not when you think it should happen. He planted that eternity in me. And in us, as substance. Like faith is the substance of things hoped for, yes? Mm-hmm. And by faith, you'll get to know what's inside of you. So he put that in my scroll, and it's only visible for me. Unless the Holy Ghost decides to tattle. Do you ever have somebody read your mail? And then he or she adds a couple of verses or a couple of words, and it throws you right off course because that was never entered your mind? I'm going to give you an example that you can look at in the scripture. Now, you can go to Luke and you can go to other places, but Mother Mary took the Father's plan by faith that she would have a child. She responded with words. Anybody know what the words were?
Let it be done according to your word.
Let it be done. She spoke the reality of letting God's plan and God's will to unfold in her life, and she took and got pregnant by faith. How many other teenage girls in that season might have had the same angel show up and the girl says, I'm not interested. Yeah. I can tell you that there was a season in my life that I would have said to you, oh, you're going to do this and you're going to do that and you're going to be able to carry this and carry that. And I would have told you, you're out of your tree. Get off my case. How many can relate?
Amen.
If you can relate, put your hand up. You know why? Because there's something inside of us that's eternal, that wants to come out. But you can stop it anytime you want. You can say, no, God, I'm not going. Or no, God, it's going to hurt too much. Or no, God, the price is too high. Or no, God, I can't stand any more rejection. What am I doing? He planted it. I didn't. He planted eternity inside of me because he had a plan for another son. Romans 8. Jesus is the firstborn of many. Oh, really? On Friday, this young man named Jamie said God gave him a, I don't remember if it's a vision or a dream, but most of you may know the story of my Angora cat. How God showed me when I was a kid that I had a beautiful Angora cat, and that I would someday have from within me the beauty shining out of me, like the cat had this incredible fur that made it beautiful. And yet, if we gave it a bath, it was ugly. Yeah. And he reminded me that when Adam and Eve were created, that they were overshadowed by glory. And the glory shone from within them. And they were absolutely outstanding for all of the earth to watch. But they rejected it. They rejected the glory of God and they decided to go off on their own and do their own thing. And the Lord showed Jamie that there was a line of people on one side and there was a line of people on the other. And he was standing there and he was radiating light in all directions, for north, south, east, and west. And he said, this shattered his brain. Just like I got shattered when the Holy Spirit showed me that my cat had more glory showing than I did. And the fur grows from the inside out. And the deposit that God put inside of me is spirit. It's inside of me. And it wants to radiate out. And when it does radiate out, it changes people. Some for the good, and some for hell. When the light comes in and takes over, who had the vision of the hood? Hooded. The light takes over, that hoodie ain't going to hold it. Okay? Peter would walk down and his shadow would literally touch, and healing manifested. And you think it can't be done again? You think it can't be done because you are saying, oh, I don't think it's me. I think it's Rich. Give the job to Mary Jo. Give the job to so-and-so. And he will. He will. He's going to find willing subjects that are going to be able to say, yes, you put a deposit. I want it to grow. Years ago, my father-in-law had third grade education. Worked hard all his life. Interest rates were now going to be 13-14%.
Jesus.
Okay? Inflation was absolutely ridiculous. I was in business at the time, and I come home for supper, and I said to my father-in-law, he had a nest egg that he had set aside, and it was in a local bank. And I said, Pep, how about if you consider putting it into a certificate of deposit? He said, what is that? I said, well, instead of getting 2.5% or 3% at the time, I said the interest rate on a CD was like 13 or 14%. He says, really? I said, yeah. Well, would you go with me? I said, sure, I'll go with you. So I went to the bank with him, and we set a certificate of deposit. We kept some loose money, but we set a certificate in. And a few months later, he says to me at the supper table again, you know, he says, I did good. I said, you did? He says, yeah. He says, I made X amount. And he had the biggest smile on his face. And he wasn't the type that would communicate that much. Kind of kept things to himself. Later on that evening, the kids were gone to bed, and he says, thanks. Thanks. At the end of an X amount of time, I'm not sure, a year and a half, whatever, he had close to double his money. Mm-hmm. Because he said yes. Because he said yes. God may be waiting for you to see that what he's planted in your heart and in your mind, and the divinely implanted sense of a purpose. Mm-hmm. It's a divinely implanted gift that's in you. And sometimes it's going to draw you off course, and you're going to get in trouble because you might shout out early what you are and who you are. Did you ever get into trouble?
No.
Did you ever take on the anointing that you perceived you received when you got anointed, but you were not yet appointed? That's your word, girl. Right on target. When it's time for you to go forward, you're the only one that can say yes. Mm-hmm. You're the only one that can activate what's inside there to start going forward, and you can shut it down and stop going up the ladder any point you want. God will respect your free will. But I would like you to call on him for grace. Because with his favor and his grace, and Mary was full of
grace.
Why? She might have been the only girl that said, I need your help. I can't do this on my own. And the Holy Ghost came down upon her, and she conceived. It had never been done before. That would be a sign to the entire world. Wow. She must have slept with so-and-so. She must have slept with so-and-so. Oh, my God, Joseph did it. Way ahead of schedule. He blew it. Let's kill her now. But the word was kept in her heart. She had a gift inside of her for 9 months. And for 9 months she suffered. Don't let anybody kid you. She must have had a horrible nightmare every single night. When that baby comes, will I still be able to go forward? And yet, when that baby was born, it says, the angels came for the first time and they looked and they saw God, which they had never seen before. Because he had taken on flesh. One little woman saying yes. One little woman saying yes. That shows up some of the wild guys that, like Zechariah, who blew it. Here he is, high priest anointed of that year, right? The angel shows up. Okay. Your wife, Elizabeth, is going to have a child. Ha ha! No way! He might have not been able to perform. Did you get it? Wake up! So he was so focused on his disability, he canceled his own mouth. Yes? And God shut him up because she would have aborted that child. Do you ever conceive how many abortions maybe that she had that the child never made it to the victory? Did you think about that? Can God shut your mouth? He had a purpose for John the Baptist. He had to come first. Think about what I'm saying to you. It's not about them. It's about me and you today. Amen? You say, he's pushing today. Yes, I am. I'm pushing you to follow in the footsteps that have been predetermined for you. I don't want you to follow me. I want you to follow him. Now close your eyes. I've given you enough. Yeah. 1 minute. Close your eyes right now. Say, Holy Spirit,
Holy Spirit,
give me the grace.
Give me the grace.
Like you gave to Mary.
Like you gave to Mary.
And you shut up this man.
And you shut up this man.
Named Zechariah.
Named Zechariah.
Because he needed to shut his mouth.
Because he needed to shut his mouth.
There may be seasons that I've done the same.
There may be seasons that I've done the same.
Today.
Today,
I cry out for grace.
I cry out for grace.
Because without grace, the scroll, with my name on it, will never have fulfillment.
Will never have fulfillment
without your grace.
Without your grace.
So I'm trusting.
So I'm trusting.
And give me the courage to say yes.
And give me the courage to say yes.
When it's right.
When it's right.
And when it's on schedule.
And when it's on schedule.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I pray. Amen?
Amen.
Linda.
I keep getting just one word. You won't give me any more, but it needs prayer. Tunnel.
Tunnel. Okay. Just lift your hands to the Lord. Say, Lord, whatever tunnel.
Whatever tunnel.
Whatever tunnel.
That is in need.
That is in need.
We release our spirit now.
We release our spirit.
Hashe orata alach ile alach yeros saro. Hana ana ana shikierete, hakieretarakaha satietea. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you to complete the mystery that you provide in each and every heart. I give you praise for this in Jesus' name. I give you praise for this in Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
And share some hugs with each other.